Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's November 18, 2010, and this is episode 268. Today we're going to take a look at the 5 winning images from the October 2010 WebSpy and MBP Photography Assignment on the theme of bookmark. I would like to quickly thank our sponsors, WebSpy, the Internet Monitoring, Analysis and Reporting Specialists. If you have a Twitter account, please go to blog.martinbaileyphotography.com and click on the text link underneath the WebSpy tile to the right. That will automatically tweet the message thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotography podcast to show your support for the podcast. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. As with last month, we have another tie situation with two people in joint fourth place. First, let's take a look at Landon Michelson's photo, Kokanee Trail, with Landon's amazing backstory. Remember that you can see the images in iTunes or on your iPhone or iPod, but if you're listening on any other player, you'll need to go to my blog at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com to see all the images that we talk about here today. Anyway, here's Landon's backstory. Most bookmarks can wind up being upside down, so the idea was to make one that works either way. I have taken a few up and over vertical panoramas with sky and tested some 180 and 360 degrees, I guess, vertical panoramas that include a sweeping foreground and two horizons on a vertical viewpoint. So, on a recent trip, I had this idea in my mind. We visited the in-laws at a local resort lake, and while taking portraits of us together, I took a note of the creek that we were next to. We came back the following weekend for an apple cider pressing event, so I packed up the appropriate equipment to pull off a panorama over the creek. We were at this location all day, so I had lots of time to be with the kids, shoot the cider pressing and events, have lunch, scout out the creek, and then plan the actual shoot. My wife and I got some time to break away, so we drove to the bottom of the creek, parked, grabbed the gear, and went for a hike. I brought two tripods, backpack with bodies and lenses, belt system with more lenses, aluminium pole, super clamps, panorama head and accessories, as well as an underwater housing to attempt some other perspectives. I put on chest waders and water shoes to make walking in and around the cold water much easier and more comfortable. You can actually sit in the water if you need to, something you cannot do with boots, knee waders or hip waders. I took shots at the mouth of First Creek, in and beside the creek, as we worked our way up the trail to a spot that I'd scouted. The fall colours were pleasant, the wind had stopped, and the small landlocked Kokanee were heading up the creek to spawn. So shot one here shows a grab shot of a Kokanee shot with the homemade underwater housing. Since the Kokanee used the creek as a trail, that was the name I gave this assignment entry. We spent about an hour and a half walking and photographing as we went. As we proceeded up the creek, the terrain on this side of the lake makes sunset earlier and it was starting to get darker and colder. So I knew it was time to set up for the real reason I was here. I picked my spot where the creek makes a slight S shape as it flows through, and the flow and fall colour is nice. I put the old aluminium tripod close to the shore with the top of it about 3 feet above the creek. I then placed my carbon fibre tripod further out into the creek and attached the aluminium pole between the two. The far end of the pole was in the middle of the creek, and this is where I attached the second super clamp and attached the panel head. I removed the vertical grip from the D300, mounted it to the panel head, and used a bubble level in the hot shoe to level the rig. Tested the setup, then I was ready to make exposures. I bracketed each sequence to account for the dynamic range in the scene from the sky and the dark clouds to the dark shadows of the rocks. Five exposures, one stop apart, was enough for each sequence of the panorama. The light was dim enough, so I did not need any ND filters to get my desired look, just a polarizer for reflection control. Shot 2 here shows the whole setup with the horizontal support arm, camera and panel head on one side, and the camera bag and belt system used as counterweight on the other side, all attached to two tripods. The purpose of this setup is to get the camera out past the tripod legs so that they don't show up in the resulting shot. The aluminium pole is an extension section from my Manfrotto auto pole borrowed from my studio, in case you were wondering. Shot 3 here shows the business end of the setup from two different angles. I used the 24 degree setting on the RD16 rotator, locking the rotator at each click stop to keep it in place. Lens set at 10mm, 15mm equivalent, F13 and manual focus setting for focus near to far, and started taking the exposures. For each of the 8 camera positions, I allowed the camera to settle from the slight bounce introduced by the weight of the setup on the aluminium pole after adjusting each time. Then I took the exposures using a cable release to reduce any movement to the shots. Each time I repeated the rotation of the panel head and bracketed exposures, I also used a rocket blower to blow water droplets off the front of the lens and kept doing so during the exposures. Shot 4 here shows me, Landon of course, working the actual exposures and standing well away from the super wide angle viewpoint of the lens. My wife took this shot and others with my full frame D700 as it offers great ISO performance in the fading light to help with the shutter speeds. From setup to exposure to tear down took about 30 minutes. In post, I merged the exposures through my HEC workflow, then merged those results into a horizontal panorama, as I find the stitching works better this way with Photoshop. I then rotated the panel back to vertical and applied a slight crop to clip away the raw edges and frame in the resulting aspect ratio that felt right with this scene. Phew, that's one hell of a backstory, Landon. Thanks so much for all of the insight here. I always find it so cool reading how you go about making your wonderful images, and this is no exception. The idea that the bookmarks often end up upside down is the initial bit of genius here, in my opinion. Then the gear you used for this is pretty cool. You have a lot of guts hanging your belt system over the river like that too. The end result is beautiful, of course, with the silky water running through and the nice bright green moss on the rock in the middle of the image really pops. I feel as though I can almost reach out and touch that moss and even dip my fingers down into the cool water. The thought that went into keeping your tripod legs out of the shots is pretty cool too. So thanks so much for sharing all of these details, Landon, and congratulations on a totally well-earned joint fourth place. Moving on now, also in joint fourth place is Marcus Perkins with I Won't Forget Your Page. And here's Marcus's backstory. I was in Kenya heading out on safari when the bookmark assignment was announced. I had made the decision to capture the shot in Africa and wanted to find a willing giraffe to stand tall and pose. By the end of the trip, I had taken 2,000 pictures and was struggling to find a giraffe pic that lent itself to the crop factor. In the end, I went with this elephant pic, and the name seemed to fit better, as elephants never forget. This elephant was with a group of eight just grazing through the brush, and he stopped fairly close to our truck. As with all the animals I saw on the trip, I was moved by the sight of such wild animals so close by. Elephants belie their size with a graceful nonchalance. I used Lightroom to crop and rotate the head to fit the bookmark format. I converted to black and white and toned. This assignment made me look at a number of pics from the trip and put them in bookmark format, horizontal and vertical. I've now kept them in this format, which I would never have considered doing before. So I'm pleased that the assignment got you thinking about new stuff, Marcus. This is always good to hear. What an amazing shot, though, too. This one really jumped out at me when I started looking through the album. It's beautifully toned and works very well as a bookmark. But there is, of course, an amazing subject and well-executed photograph behind that. The expression in the eyes of the elephant is very thought-provoking as well. And I think that the overall somewhat forlorn feel to the expression is probably enhanced by the rotation that you made to fit this into the bookmark theme. I really envy you going on such a wonderful safari to such a wonderful location and coming back with such great shots too. Thanks so much for sharing and congratulations on being placed too, Marcus. In third place is Dennis Brennan with Reading Buddy, and here's Dennis's backstory. It was the last day of the month and I had nothing to enter for the assignment. When the day started, I figured I'd go back through the month and just try to find something to crop for an entry. There wasn't much there. A new job with a lot of new work has kept me pretty well away from the camera lately. Luckily, I found the idea and time for this shot while raking in the yard on the last day of the month. Since it was Halloween that day, I started goofing off a bit and raking the leaves into the shape of a ghost. My youngest daughter and her friend were out in the yard playing. I started thinking that it would be neat to get one of the girls completely buried under the leaves and have her face appear as the face of the ghost. I mentioned the idea and they seemed to like it. I grabbed the camera and a stepladder from the garage. After helping to place the leaves carefully around their faces, I headed up. A few frames and I realized that it wasn't working. I really liked the idea of just seeing the face in the leaves. I ended up moving in closer, just shooting their heads surrounded by the leaves with much better results. I finished with a few good shots. The one here of my daughter was an instant favorite. I ended up using one of her friend for the assignment as the crop there fit the assignment best. I guess it worked out well enough to place, which thrills me, of course. Thanks again for the votes. Congratulations to the winners and all that found time to participate. I love both photographs, Dennis. The one of your daughter that you posted in the forum and that I have included here in the podcast has a much more classical feel to it, with her hair spread out across the leaves like that. The fact that you didn't try to fit all of her hair into the frame also adds a lot to the image, in my opinion. It would have been very tempting to frame this wider, but I'm pleased that you didn't. The autumn colours also work very well with your daughter's hair, of course, and it does with the slightly redder hair of her friend in your winning image. I love the freckles on the face of your daughter's friend as well, which somehow seems to match the autumnal feel of the image too. This was a great idea and resulted in some great shots to end the month with, Dennis. So well done and congratulations on third place. In second place is Steve Martin with Meet Me Halfway, and here's Steve's backstory. Early in the month, I started thinking of subjects that might lend themselves to making a suitable bookmark crop. Stairs came to mind, but that didn't seem interesting in and of itself. Then I thought about two people meeting on stairs, which perhaps happens a lot. I thought this could work and initially was going to get some friends to act as models. But as I thought more about it, I figured that my kids might also work and would be easier to get out to a site for the shoot. They're at an age where going out with daddy is still an adventure. I quickly decided on doing a black and white image and knew of a commercial building in a nearby town that was up for lease and had the perfect black metal staircase. For the shoot, I dressed the kids in rather neutral clothes, no eye-catching patterns, and purchased a pink rose as I wanted it to stand out in black and white. I drove out to the location with the kids and positioned my daughter on one of the steps. Then I told my son to walk up and hand her the rose. I fired off a series of shots during the encounter, hoping to get something that would look natural, making sure that I shot wide enough to allow for an elongated crop. This was difficult for me as I tend to frame the shots in camera. Here's the uncropped version. A problem that did arise by the time I had everything set up for the shoot is that the sun started to peek out through the clouds, and there was no shade on the kids or staircase. Initially, I thought that the harsh light would not work and we'd have to return another day when it was cloudy. Fortunately, once I got home and pushed the images through post using SilverFX Pro, the images seemed okay despite the harsh light. The final image I chose for the assignment was the one that I thought really stood out because of the expression on my daughter's face, so I went with that one. Wow, another classic image here, Steve. I love the fact that you set all of this up and yet it actually seems so natural. Probably thanks to, as you say, the expression on your daughter's face here. Shooting wide open for the bookmark must have been tough though. I can totally relate to that as I usually crop pretty tightly myself too. The light did become quite harsh as you mentioned, but this really works, in my opinion, you know, with the black and white. I often add a little more contrast when doing black and white than I will with colour, so you are probably achieving this naturally here instead of having to do it in post. Everything comes together so well and so, you know, basically just well done on visualising your scene and locating the right place to capture it, as well as having the forethought to dress your kids appropriately and buy that rose, etc. All of this it's just been very, very well done, so congratulations. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that in first place with Grass is Greener is me, is the backstory. I'd actually bagged an image on October 2nd that I figured I could upload if I didn't come up with anything better. Here's my first attempt, which I quite like as a bookmark, but I wasn't over the moon with the image as a photograph. Since giving up my day job and putting so much time into setting up my new company, I'd continued to have a relatively dry month photography-wise, but luckily I got out to a local park a couple of times as the cosmos flowers were in bloom, and while I was there, I shot this image, and from the start it seemed to me that the four white cosmos were facing away from the camera and were reaching up out of the field of flowers, peering over at some other flowers on the other side of the field. I shot the original in portrait mode as well as horizontal to make it useful as a possible stock image, but the vertical portrait mode image was my initial instinctual orientation due to this sort of stretching and peering that I was getting from the scene. It is, of course, in my signature flowerscape style too, with lots of foreground bokeh, so I was in two minds as to whether or not to upload it, as I didn't want to sway people's judgment as you voted, but I just couldn't go back to my original shot, and yeah, so I just went with this, and I do hope that people didn't vote because they'd figured out it was me. But I guess that it's also possible that there were people that didn't vote because they'd figured it was me too. So I'm going to be sort of happy with my decision. And it also felt great to win, even though it is my assignment. So thanks to everyone that voted for my image. The October assignment was the 5th of six assignments from which the entrants with the most accumulated votes will receive one of five prizes that our sponsors WebSpy and I have made available. The prizes include a Sony Alpha NEX 5 camera, some X-Rite color management tools, and my own fine art print and a folio of your choice from my collections. I'll put links to the prizes, the page that has the prizes on there, in the show notes for you to check them out if you're interested. I'll also put a link to the scores in the show notes, but note that the links to this and all of the previous assignment results are on the top page at the Members Gallery website, which is at mbpgalleries.com. Thanks to all of you that took part in this assignment and for those of you that took the time to vote too. And remember that it's really more about the thought process and learning new skills than it is winning. So please do get involved if you can. And there are still a few weeks to get your forced perspective entry in for the November assignment too. If you noticed that this week's podcast is a few days late, sorry about that. I actually put my shoulder out pretty badly at the start of the week, ironically by going to the gym for the first few times in 7 years, trying to keep myself in shape. It forced me to spend a fair amount of time in hospital waiting rooms, etc. though, using up the time that I would have used to do this podcast, so things got a little bit stacked up there for a while. Thanks for your patience though. And also note that I was recently interviewed by Dave Warner for the Lens Flare 35 podcast and by Scott Shepherd for the Nick Radio podcast, which is of course created for Nick Software, the creators of SilverFX Pro and the other amazing plugins that I've been using for a while now. Both of these interviews were a lot of fun, so check them out in iTunes if you're interested. Thanks for listening here today too. And thanks again to WebSpy for sponsoring the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Remember that you can find me on Flickr and Facebook, as well as Twitter, and of course my blog and the Photography Forum. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and check that out if you want to hook up on some of these social sites. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
This is Dave Warner, and I'm the host of the LensFlare35.com podcast. Each week I bring you interviews with some of the top photographers using digital SLR cameras. They share some of their coolest tips and tricks, techniques, and news about what they're up to. So please take a moment to visit the website or subscribe to LensFlare35 on iTunes.
The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.